Election education and raising voter awareness are just some of the reasons we bring you In the Public Interest here on 89.1 WEMU. This is Lisa Berry, and this week in our biweekly conversation with the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area, we're talking about the League's recent student poster contest focusing on the importance of voting. So joining us is the winner of that contest, 17-year-old Jack Weddle, a senior at Ann Arbor's Pioneer High School. Welcome.
Hi there.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And his inspiration, the wind beneath his wings, his art teacher, Helen Bunch. Hi, Helen.
Hello.
Let me give you a little background. The League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area had a poster contest for Washtenaw County High School students. They were asked to create a nonpartisan poster with a strong message and dramatic design to persuade viewers of the importance of voting. The League received 103 posters from students at 8 high schools and a 5-member jury of local artists, art teachers, professors, and marketing professionals chose a first and second and third place winner as well as 7 honorable mentions, and they all got cash prizes. So again, joining us is the winner of the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor Area Voting Poster Contest, Jack Weddle. How do you feel?
Pretty good.
Were you excited when you found out you won?
I was very excited. I was very surprised, too.
Tell us about your poster.
It's acrylic on canvas. That's kind of my medium of choice. I just decided to enter the contest because I wanted to kind of get a point across with my art, which I try to do with all of it, and I think this would be a really cool outlet to do so.
So describe what people will see when they see it.
On one side of the poster, there's a woman, and she is blowing up like a bubble with bubble gum, and inside the bubble is an open mouth trying to kind of like symbolize just speech in general. And then on the other side of the poster, across from her, is a hand with a needle in it, kind of like popping the bubble. And there's like a double meaning to it. I saw it as like the hand that was across from the poster is Lady Liberty of like America. And she was kind of popping it to let her speech be free. But then also people have seen it the other way where it's kind of silencing her. And on the poster, I say, your vote, your voice, don't be silenced. So kind of can go both ways.
Did you have fellow students who also participated in this?
I did. Yeah. My friend Teddy in my art class sat next to me. He was an honorable mention. And then I know some other people, a lot of people in Pioneer.
And art teacher Helen Bunch, did you oversee any of these students?
Well, originally I assigned the assignment as a sketchbook assignment. And so it was really student-driven who participated in it. They got it. They could use it as their weekly assignment if they wanted. But we had, I think, 4 students applied and they all placed.
Yay!
So I'm just so proud of them.
And you yourself, you're an artist, right?
I am.
How do you feel about using art as sending a message? I mean, all art really sends a message, but in this case, we're talking posters influencing voters.
Well, I think the visual arts just kind of transcends a lot because often it doesn't have words. I mean, sometimes it does have words, mm-hmm. but it really mm-hmm. kind of creates an image that people can take with them, you know.
Back to you, Jack. Were you motivated from an artistic perspective or a voting perspective or maybe a little bit of both?
Artistically, I was very motivated. I kind of first had the envision of, like, the visuals of the poster. Mm-hmm. That was kind of the first thing, and then the words came after it. I am obviously very motivated by voting, and the kind of voting numbers have been, like, lower lately, and my art was a really cool way of, like, trying to boost it back up.
So after you got one more year of high school, mm-hmm. then what?
Then I'm going to vote.
Yep. Of course.
Of course.
Are you not 18 yet?
No, I'm 17.
When will you turn 18?
Next July.
Oh, okay. So you don't get to vote.
I have a little bit. I won't vote for this November, but I'll vote for the next election, and also 2020 election.
Okay.
Yeah.
And hopes and dreams for your future?
Probably doing something with art, obviously. And then also, Ms. Bunch and I are in the Sustainability Club, and we visit local farms. So I kind of am interested in that too, farming and kind of agricultural things. And then somehow also tying in, like, social injustices. I don't know, trying to fix those.
And how long have you been an art teacher at Pioneer in Ann Arbor?
This is my 13th year.
Has that changed over the years, the way society is changing and what you're teaching and messages students are receiving?
Well, I think I find that students are always kind of interested in what's happening in the world, but I do see they are becoming more and more concerned and want to be more, like, have that voice more and more. So I find the generation that's here now is quite present and thinking about a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm. And you can express that in art.
And you can express that in art.
With words or without words.
Yep.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
And now the most exciting part of all, I can't forget to mention this, your poster, as several of the posters that were submitted to the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area, urging people to vote, are going to be on Ann Arbor Transportation Authority buses.
Yeah.
How exciting is that?
That was crazy. I did not know about that at all. That was so surprising and just so, like, I was just so shocked and just happy.
So they're going to be displayed around the county, and mm-hmm. they're going to be on buses. So you could be driving in your car and a bus could go by, and now you're a published artist, right?
Yeah, that's, like, it was one of my dreams. Like, that's kind of just how, like, I can see, like, I've kind of made it in a way. But I think that's just pretty cool.
What do you think?
I think it's all great. I'm so proud of them.
We're talking to Jack Weddle. He's the poster contest winner for the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area, urging people to vote. What about your generation, and what is the importance of voting for students and people your age?
With my generation, I think Gen Z, like the iGeneration, like that I'm a part of.
What? I hadn't heard that one.
iGeneration.
Really?
That's
new for me, but I'm going to take note of it.
It's new.
So what age is that?
That's Gen Z. So it's, I think, anywhere born after like 1999 or like 2000s. So
the same year my shoes are from, but go on. So if post-millennials is?
Post-millennials is Gen Z.
Or iGen.
And that's what I'm a part of, and that's what all of the high schoolers are a part of.
Okay,
right now.
So back to the importance of voting.
Back to the importance of that. So I think that my generation is the generation that kind of will save a lot of America. And I think that we have the most potential to kind of change things. And this recent election in August, there was very high voting.
Right.
There was a lot of high voting turnout, which was really just amazing to see. And I think that there's so many forward-thinking people a part of my generation. And I think that they are starting to realize how important voting is, and also just how important the injustices of America are, like how important they are to be fixed.
What do you think motivated that?
Probably just being like directly affected by it, with anything from like school shootings or from, prejudices against them. Like, I think that with my generation, there hasn't been a lot of, they are not blinded at all. Like, they are kind of just feeling it all directly. So they're experiencing it. So I think that they're motivated by that because they want to change that.
We're counting on you.
Yeah.
And you've done your first step at the age of 17. Jack Weddle's poster, the winning poster from the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area, urging people to get out and vote. You'll see it soon around town and on area buses. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And art teacher Helen Bunch, thank you as well.
Thank you so much.
Continue to be an inspiration for your students and for the community. And you've been listening to In the Public Interest, our biweekly conversation with the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area.